sometimes a suit consists of a coat, well, if it has the vest, it consists of a coat, vest, and
pants.
And what would be other names for that?
Trousers.
What would a man wear probably if he were working around the barn or a shop?
Coveralls.
If you go outdoors in the winter without your coat, somebody runs after you and brings it to you, and he would say, here I've
brought your coat.
Suppose you had come from work and your wife said, about a package lying there, the delivery boy from Jones's store
brought it.
If it was the wrong package, Jones might call and say, please
bring.
Won't fit this year, but last year it
was too large.
Well, or if it wasn't too large last year but was just right, you'd say
it fit
perfectly good. Matching coat and pants are a
suit.
And if you just bought it, it's a
new.
If you stuff a lot of things in the pockets, it makes them
holes.
This shirt isn't sanforized. I hope it won't
shrink.
The one I washed yesterday
did shrink.
Lately, it seems that everyone I have washed has
right.
That's fine. You just say what, you know, whatever comes to your mind first. That's all we want. If a girl likes to put on her mother's clothes, she likes to
dress up.
If a girl spends all her time in front of the mirror making herself look pretty, you say she likes to. If a woman likes to put on good clothes, you would say she likes to
dress.
Something you would carry your money in is a
purse.
If it's small and had a clasp on it for carrying coins, you would call it a
change purse.
What jewelry does a woman wear around her wrist?
Bracelet. Wrist watch.
What do men wear to hold up their trousers?
Suspenders.
What do you hold over you when it rains?
Parasol.
What is the last thing you put on a bed when you make it?
Bedspread.
At the head of the bed, you put your head on a
pillow.
What would you call a bed cover that is old-fashioned and hand-pieced out of scraps of old leftover clothes?
Quilt.
What would you call a makeshift sleeping place on the floor that children especially like to sleep on?
Hallie.
The flat lowland along the stream where it gets overflowed in spring and then plowed later?
Meadow.
Or you might want to, you might call, what would you call a field that might be good for nothing other than raising grass, clover, and alfalfa for hay?
Oh, that bourbon again.
All right,
Mom.
Suppose this was some land that had water standing in it for a good part of the time.